Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Well, that's Saskatchewan, the Telemiracle theme song. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. We're putting Locker to more work today. He keeps adding to the Spotify Green Zone Saskatchewan road trip playlist.
How is Mike and the Mechanics Saskatchewan related? Just
that's
because
the Telemiracle theme song.
Okay,
that's
right.
Why.
Okay, I'll put it in. I'll put it in.
That is might be the most Saskatchewan song after what are we at? 50 years of Telemiracle?
There it is. Are you serious? You want that on the list?
All right. If you're doing a Saskatchewan playlist and the Telemiracle theme song's not on it, I just don't know what we're even doing here.
Yeah, I'm adding it.
Let's get to Britton Gray.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
Where are we going, Britton? Is Britton there?
What do you mean, where we're going? I missed the intro to that.
Oh, sorry. The Telemiracle. Where are we going?
Oh, okay.
Higher. That's where we're going. Okay. The Riders and the Calgary Stampeders. Okay. You give it a go. The air quality policy for the CFL, Britton. What are we looking at today as we get closer to a scheduled kickoff for 7 o'clock?
Well, if it's 8 or above, they will postpone the game. I believe if the game hasn't started, it's about 3 hours, they'll postpone it and then kind of make a decision from there what to do with the game. So we'll just have to wait and see. I think they'll play. I think they'll find a window. They seem to always find that window, whether it's just 3 hours, exactly what's needed.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what this one looks like because the air quality was bad earlier today. Then it got good again, and now it is like a 15 or 16 at most.
Was it that bad again?
Oh yeah, it's back up to 16.
Oof.
But the Environment Canada forecast says it's going to blow out as the evening progresses closer to a kickoff. So we'll keep you up to date here on the Green Zone on the air quality at Mosaic Stadium for tonight's game, the Riders and the Calgary Stampeders.
We're doing favorite rider. Have you got a favorite rider right now?
A favorite rider. Who's the best quote? AJ Allen might be my favorite rider right now.
AJ Allen, okay.
There's the media answer. Who's a great interview? Who do you love? Tommy Stevens got to be up there as well. Jake Mayer and Trevor Harris. Actually, this team, Britton, I'll be honest, you, a couple of years ago.
This is AJ's team right now as far as favorite riders.
Oh, for the fans texting in, it's AJ Ouellette. But
by like a runaway right now.
But Britton, we can talk a little bit openly about this. A few years ago, I don't know what it was, but the players did not think or really care for the interview process of... But this team, we've had way less experience of the guys like, well, Charleston Hughes, who gave us two-word answers. This group is
that's coaching
way more involved, engaged, yeah. Open to opening up about themselves and their stories. It's actually been refreshing over the last 2 years covering the Rough Riders.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps that they're winning right now, and we haven't had to deal with any suspensions like we used to have to deal with, right, a few times back in the day. But, yeah, all the guys, great interviews. Even if they don't give you long clips, if they're short clips, it's not because they're trying to be short with media. That's just who they are. Some guys just don't want to do media. They don't want to, but at least everyone is at least putting forth the effort to answer questions, unlike sometimes where you ask a question and just get nothing from them or they refuse to answer something.
Well, and you know what's funny, because we've been doing the favorite rider this afternoon, Britton, and Corey Mace has come in a couple of times, and I think that's a sign of what he has built here over the last year and a bit. And the interesting thing about it too is I can't remember if I've heard Corey Mace say this specifically, so I may be paraphrasing here, but I get the sense that he kind of embraces what it is that this is, right? Like, and he's passed on that message to the players as well. Man, you're lucky to be here. This is a good situation. This province loves this football team. We need to give back. And I think we're all seeing that and all benefiting from it. And my comment about my favorite rider is every time we have somebody new in here, like, hey, that's like we had Trevor Harris in here. Oh, he's my favorite. We had Keenan Schaefer Baker in. Oh, no, he's my favorite now. And then the other day we had a conversation with Tommy Tsunami, right? Tommy Stevens, and he's my favorite now, right? Like, I think we're seeing that. That's reflected in the text that we're getting on this conversation about who your favorite rider is, right? And you know what? And you're seeing it daily with your exposure to the team in practices as the Riders reporter here on the Green Zone, Britton.
Yeah, absolutely. Corey Mates, it's that culture that he's built, right? It's the guys go out, like your professional football players. Sometimes that means you have to answer to media, and they're aware of that, and sometimes you deal with it. And
Embrace it. Like
Jamie was saying, this is a great group of guys. There's no one really standoffish or anything like that. This is a group that is playing together, and they know the ups and downs of a season. And, I just can't say better things about the current group of riders. Daryl Davis has mentioned it, too. It really is a good group to cover this season.
Felton Johnson came in, too.
Felton Johnson came in?
That's his favorite rider.
He hasn't played in green for a while.
It's been a while.
He's been doing the Green Zone pre- and post-game show since 2013 to go back, but
he's my favorite pre-show and post-game host, though. Belton. 100% he is.
Okay.
I'll stand on that.
Double take with Daryl Davis is going to get a little interesting next Wednesday. but anyways... tonight, though, Britton, the two best running backs in the league, Dedrick Mills and A.J. Olette, it's going to be the story. We've talked about it all week on this back and forth. What was it, 25-20 is your prediction for tonight's game?
Yes, that is what I'm predicting.
So I have it on bold predictions. How many carries per team? But specifically, I have one on Kadeem Carey. He only got 4 carries the one game he played, but he only practiced a week. Britton Gray, what would you say on bold predictions if you're advising me, Belton, and Daryl on how many carries you think Kadeem Carey will get tonight compared to the 4 he got in that earlier game?
I think it's going to only be about 6 or 7. I just think that with a running back, you want to let them get into a rhythm and just have them be spelled off. You don't want to go into a full 50-50 split, I don't think. At least nothing I've seen from Mark Mueller even last season makes me believe that that's something that they want to do. They want to have a running back out there, go into a rhythm. So I think about 18 carries for A.J. Olette and 6 for Kadeem Carey tonight against a Stamps team that doesn't give up a lot of touchdowns. But they do give up quite a few yards on the ground, which I think could help the Riders out.
I think that's going to be part of it, right? The Stamps have a little bit of an issue with on the defensive side. It's the one Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. They don't stop the run as well as they probably should be, and I think you might see a two-pronged attack from the Riders tonight. So I'm guessing that AJ and Kadeem are going to be higher than they would normally be as a twosome in that running game.
Well, on the flip side, look at the Calgary Stampeders. The one feared from Calgary outside of Dedrick Mills is Vernon Adams Jr. He hasn't had the 3-touchdown, 350-yard passing game that we know he can do. He's been a little bit quiet, hasn't been asked to do much, but definitely Britton brings a different dynamic that the Riders' defense has to be ready for tonight.
Yeah, he does that, absolutely. And part of why the Stamps have had so much success so far is that Vernon Adams Jr. hasn't had to have one of those superhero-type games that we know he can do, because we also know what Vernon Adams can do as well that's not so good and have those 4 interception games. And so if this thing turns into a track meet, if a lot of points needs to get scored, then if you're the Calgary Stampeders, you run the risk of, what kind of Vernon Adams Jr. game are we getting? The 350, 4 touchdowns and add a rushing touchdown in there as well? Or one of those games where he's throwing 4 or 5 interceptions?
So Britton, the depth chart comes out, and both Calgary and Saskatchewan, the Rough Riders, are dealing with having to fill some spots, and so the depth is being tested on both squads tonight and through the season as well. What's the biggest injury hole, in your opinion, that the Rough Riders need to fill this week?
I think it's still those receivers stepping up. They're still without Sam Emelis out there, who I think is very talented. And then Joe Robustelli, when does he have his breakout game, right? I want to see a little bit from him. But there's no real concerns on the Riders. I mean, I can say offensive line, but as we've been saying, until they give us a reason to not believe the next guy can step up, you have to assume they're going to be good just based on what we've seen the last two seasons.
Well, Britton, I know you're getting set to head over to Mosaic Stadium, and you'll be the guy on the ground to tell us if there's a delay or not ahead of kickoff at 7 o'clock with the air quality with the Riders and the Calgary Stampeders. 25-20 is Britton's score. I'm 25-23. Locker's got a lower scoring game than that, I do believe.
21-17 for the Riders.
I like the young man who called Evan Bray, and I think it was 28-26 was his prediction for a total score of 54. It was an adorable call to the Evan Bray Rider or green and white prognostications earlier. But Britton, I'll see you at Mosaic.
See you there.
Say hi to Luke for us.
I saw he tweeted out about the construction happening in Regina, so he's already well versed in Regina, the Regina experience, I guess.
Yes, Luke Wilson, it's Friday Night Football. He'll be on the sideline with TSN tonight. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. All Request Friday here in the Green Zone. We're keeping the theme alive from yesterday. Jamie Campbell from Sportsnet and Blue Jays Central joined us in studio on his Saskatchewan trip. He was in Weyburn last night, Rider game tonight, Barry's game tomorrow, or a little bit of the Red Sox game in Regina on Sunday before they fly home on a little Sasky tour for the Campbells, he and his sons. So I hope they're enjoying the Sasky playlist ahead of tonight's kickoff, Riders.
Some of the songs that we've added today, we added a couple Jess songs in there, Bruin, who I did not know about either, but Bruin's got lots of drinking tunes. So I added a Bruin tune. I added a Walton's tune. I added City in Color, a mention of Saskatoon in Coming Home. That's a great. I had to put Jason Plum in there. Paint the whole. I would have put Experience.
Let's go out and paint the whole town green.
Yeah, I would have put Experience Regina in there, but it's Spotify, and I'm having trouble finding that one on the Spotify.
Don't put it on there.
No.
No.
Okay. It's not on. I can't get it
anyway. It's just a YouTube.
You made me add Mike and the Mechanics, All I Need Is a Miracle. And then
the Telemiracle theme song.
We just had Age of Electric Ugly come in. That's a great tune, actually. Remote Control we played earlier, but that Ugly track is a good one. The Kern brothers were here.
And the Dolls. Yeah.
And the Dolls, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They were from Regina. Yeah. Anyway.
1-877-332-8255. Your suggestions for that. Also, our question of the day is Rider related. Getting ready for game day schedule. 7 o'clock kickoff. Right now, air quality not great, but the forecast is it should blow off closer.
I told
to
my wife to text you any questions about air quality.
No, thank you for that.
Yeah,
look forward to
you become the air quality expert guy.
How many people stopped by my office today to ask about the air quality for the Rider game tonight? It's over. It's at least half a dozen.
I'd say five or six people.
Hey, is the game tonight? I'm like, depends when the smoke comes and when it goes. That's all I can tell you. But
my sister Sherry's coming in from Kindersley. Jamie, what's the deal with the air quality? Is the game going to happen tonight? It's the little things.
I'm gonna put it on my business card. Early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Coulter Wall might have a few songs on our Sasky playlist.
Yeah, actually, I didn't have that one. I just put it on. I had the his Blacktop tune, and then I had one, what was it, Waltzes, one of his earlier tracks.
That was one of his first ones, The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie.
Western and, swing and waltzes I had on, and I had that hit from the Hell or High Water soundtrack as well.
So the devil
sleeping on the blacktop.
The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie was one of his first songs, and it was at his dad was still the premier of the province. By the way,
I got a follow from Brad yesterday
and
on Twitter.
So I remember I was at a show, Culture, and Brad was there, and he plays this song, and I look at Brad and go, is it uncomfortable he has a song that says the devil wears a suit and tie, and you all are always wearing a suit and tie? And he said, yes, it has given me a bit of a complex. of course.
I don't know
he
Culture.
He and his dad love... the acoustic guitar out at the ranch and everything else, of course, and the Waylon Jennings, I think, mutual love that they have from the Wall family.
Well, again, I've never met any of the Walls, and I've seen Coulter a couple of times now, and I just get the sense that he's just from a different time, right?
Old soul.
Yeah, as they say. It just there's some people that are skating on a different pond, and I get the sense that I'm so glad he went into the studio with Rick Rubin, though. That's my favorite record. The one that he did with Rick.
So Coulter Wall on the Saskatchewan playlist as we continue here on a Rider game day, getting up for the Green Zone pregame show at 5 o'clock for the scheduled 7 o'clock kickoff. But it's starting to get tight when it comes to having to make a call, when it comes to delaying the game. I'm not sure where their line's going to be. Last time they had to delay the game, it was about 15, 20 minutes into the pregame show is when they made it official that they're going to delay the game an hour at least for air quality. So we'll keep you up to date. But just as an indicator on where the air quality goes and the smoke and the wildfire smoke, during the news, before the news, it was at a 16, then it's now at a 14. So that's just in 10 minutes on kind of how quickly you remember the preseason game. It was like 38
in the morning.
It was like in the afternoon. It was like.
Was it that bad in the afternoon?
No, 3 o'clock. And then they delayed the game, but by kickoff, it was at a 4 or 5. That's how quickly all that smoke blew out. So, again, we'll keep you up to date. Any news from the Rough Riders or the Canadian Football League will pass along to you, but they're definitely keeping an eye, as they always do, with the policy.
How do they handle cancellations? Like, how would that be dealt with by the league? Like, if they had to actually cancel this whole game tonight?
It wouldn't be... They'd postpone it. They wouldn't cancel it outright. They'd postpone it. Maybe to tomorrow, although the smoke forecast tomorrow may not be much better than it is today. So that's up in the air. They have a 3-hour window.
If they don't get it in within that three hour period of time,
it has to be postponed.
So could they hypothetically do kickoff at like 9:30 tonight?
Yes, they could. That is on the table. Now they're not saying that
yet.
Those at the CFL and the Riders are saying they're not expecting much, if at all, a delay because the forecasts are saying and looking like the smoke will clear. And people are texting us from Saskatoon, and they're saying, yeah, Saskatoon was awful, and then within an hour, it all blew out of Saskatoon. So that has now made its way to Regina, and we'll see how quickly it blows out of Regina with the wildfire smoke. But on the Green Zone today, we've been asking you, who's your favorite rider? There has been a lot of changeover for this roster over the last 3 years, even going into last year and then again this year. And it's something we haven't asked.
It is an interesting question, and the way the text has been coming in kind of supports what it is that you were saying, right? Like, there's a lot of players are very popular, but there isn't one or two standouts. I mean, obviously,
before it was Dressler and Chick and Durant.
Yeah,
like those three, Getzlaff would be in there.
Well, and I even said to you, I said, Jamie, we got our first Trevor Harris, which is surprising to me because We had probably 10 players come in before, and I love Trevor Harris, and everyone knows his name. He's been around the league forever, but we had like 10, 11, 12 players come in before we had our first vote for Trevor Harris.
1-877-332-8255. That is the fan line here on the Green Zone. As we're pondering, what jersey are you getting? Right?
Number 45 looks like it might be the best seller right now.
Yes, AJ Ollett, Thor, as with the locks off the back of the helmet and the way he's running the ball this year for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
We can't go to sleep on KSB. KSB is getting quite a few votes as well today.
Kean Schaefer-Baker, one of the actually longest tenured Rough Riders. When you look at the guys who have been in Saskatchewan for over, 5 years for Kean Schaefer-Baker? There's not a lot of them. Like Logan Ferland, Jorgen Hughes, Brett Lawther, of course, Albert Awachi are the longest tenured Rough Riders, and then it gets to you've been a member of the Riders for 4 years or less, like a C.J. Revis, Roland Milligan Jr. Actually, Roland Milligan Jr. has a few votes as well, Defensive Player of the Year in the Canadian Football League last season. Of course, Roland Milligan Jr. Getting some love on the
text
line.
Got a couple of votes for Mario Alford. And I, you know what? I would put him on my list. Like if I was putting together a top five, I like the way he's playing this year. Oh, there's another Tommy Stevens just came in.
Yes, Jeff says Tommy Stevens is his favorite rider. Another text came in. Sam Emelis.
Emelis. We've got a couple of votes for Emelis.
He's a special athlete. Kean Schaefer-Baker is exceptional. Yes. Sam Emelis, he is a receiver I look at who has that. I view him as a potential one of those guys. You don't want to say it because you want him to be a Rider forever, but you wish him well. I think if he gets healthy and ends this year strong, there's going to be an NFL team that brings him to a camp. If a Joe gets a camp invite.
Where is a Joe?
Because Indianapolis. Actually, he's in Regina. He'll be at the game tonight. He was at practice handing out water other day.
Okay.
So,
because he's come in a couple of times today saying, hey, if he was still in Regina. And that was my wife's favorite player before he took off. So,
a Joe. But Sam Emelis.
Do we know what happened for him with the Colts?
Well, the training camp still is a week and a half.
So we have no news at all? Like nothing? No? Okay.
He'll go to camp and try to make the team. That's where it's at.
All right.
Gotta be Micah. Yeah, we do have a few votes for the big man in the middle of that Rider defense, number 4, Micah Johnson. Maybe he's coaching your kid in football because he's coaching his son. I think it's out of Moose Jaw that they are playing some football.
Oh, our first vote for Lawther.
They two just came in back-to-back.
There we go.
Brett Lawther. Kirk says KSB. Kean Schaefer-Baker or Brett Lawther, number 12, the kicker, who's still getting some love. He made all his kicks last game, so that's probably why he's getting a little more love than he was getting around here a couple of weeks ago, of course, after the 4 misses in that one game. Another vote for big Tommy Stevens and Lesson Corning. I almost visited Lesson Corning. I'll tell you what, Les. I was driving to Kenosha. I saw Corning, and I'm like, we were meeting people at a specific time in Kenosha, or I would have. I just would have turned a right turn to Corning to have a bevy with Les. Maybe I'll do it someday. But he's picking a Rough Rider victory tonight is Les in Corning, 24-22. I've got 25-23, so we're right on the same page, Les. 1-877-332-8255 of this current crop of Rough Riders, who's your favorite? Marcus Sales gets a vote in his second year with Saskatchewan, also along with Roland Milligan Jr. Keep the text coming.
This whole team's popular.
Why wouldn't they be?
4-0, baby.
4-0. And another vote for Corey Mace. Comes in on the text line. I'll have to let him know that he got more votes than Mark Mueller. 1-877-332-8255.
Well,
as we continue here on the
Don't Let them know that Gainers had more votes, though.
People love number 13. What? Make Gainer great again. You can still improve, as Britton and I discussed on the Blitz podcast.
Merch coming. I missed my cue. The fastest growing CFL podcast in Canada, ladies and gentlemen.
You can check it out before kickoff, but also the pregame show's coming up with Daryl Davis and Belton Johnson at 5 o'clock right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Kirk texted back Walker on his favorite rider saying, I didn't realize we could pick coaches. I choose Corey Mace. We literally named our dog after him.
Corey or Mace?
That's what I was saying. Imagine Mace, right?
Mace is a good dog name. Corey's good, too. I don't know what it is. I find it funny when people name their dogs, like, people names, like
Corey.
Like Corey or Chris. Gordon or...
Brian! Doug!
This guy once, I don't know where this was, but a guy named his dog Wolf. And his mother was so mad at him because she would take him to the dog park and he'd, Wolf! Wolf!
Come here, Wolf! That's a little mean, maybe.
It's actually cruel.
Another vote for the head coach, Corey Mace.
You two are winners. Big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each and every day, one champ, one chump on the Green Zone. Here is the chump.
Oh, this just makes me angry.
Dan Deacon sang the national anthem last night with the Baltimore Oriole game with auto-tune.
They should arrest him. Like, honestly, he needs to spend a night in jail.
That's harsh, but so was the singing. There's the chump here on the Green Zone. The champ! Another update on the viral fight that broke out at the Alberta Springs Golf Course. Somebody went to the Alberta Springs Golf Course and went to the pond where the former NHLer, Nick Tarnaski, threw the drunk into the lake and then punched him a few times, got a scorecard, and posted it like an homage, like a plaque that says R.I.P. And then there's a quote
from the
from the drunk, and then it says bang, bang, bang written on it. I thought that was hilarious on a little plaque. Do you think they put a plaque on that tee box?
I would do it. I was wondering if their tee times went up.
Like, people are like, hey, let's play Alberta Springs.
I bet
take a selfie next to the pond.
Why would be not willing to bet it did.